The San Joaquin Valley has many talented musicians, many of them also hard to pigeonhole. You could call Patrick Contreras a rock violinist. You could call him a blues violinist. You could call him a jazz violinist or a Latin violinist. Whatever you call him, he's pretty good. And he joins us here in our studio today on Valley Edition, as well as pianist and guitarist Omar Nare. Gentlemen, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Patrick is performing this Saturday at APCAL in Madera, and it's a benefit for the Ronald McDonald House of Central California. Patrick, you've been someone who you've been on the scene now in the Central Valley for, what, about 8, almost 10 mm-hmm. years now?
Yeah.
What has it been like to be out there and see your music find an audience, and also as your music has changed over the years? We talked about all those different genres.
Right.
What's that process of discovery been like? Because we're going to have you play in
right.
a little bit, and our audience will get a chance to hear you. But tell me about what that's been like.
That's a great question. Well, it's interesting because I'm an instrumentalist, so I get to jump into different I get to put on different hats. And so as I've grown in the Valley, one of the things I've really gotten interested in is the music that we have here. So I've tried to pick up a lot of the country music, a lot of the blues tradition we have here, a lot of the Latin tradition in my playing. And as far as developing, and I'm always in a constant state of rebellion. So if I start rocking too much and like people start requesting certain too much rock, well then I find myself like hermit into like jazz, and then I'll just want to hang out in the jazz scene. And then when I go get too much in jazz, and now I want to just rock and let loose, and then I'll go into blues or I'll go somewhere else. And so that's really been part of my development, is that I just don't – yeah, something – Omar and I always working about this, defining an album, defining a sound, and I'm just always like, I just love to do everything and – you know, that's what.
Does that make your job really difficult trying to play with this guy because he's all over the place, a musical chameleon?
And I would say that it challenges me. It does challenge me. It just because with his instrument as a solo lead instrument, he's so versatile. And so it forces me to have to be versatile too, which is good. But I mean, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind, you know, making like one full concept album with a pigeonhole sound, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. So, Patrick, what's your project that you're going to be performing Saturday night?
Because right.
you're doing an acoustic thing here.
Right.
Tell us about what's going on Saturday.
So, Saturday night is this plus one. So we just have a drummer that plays with us. And so the basic sound is piano, violin, drums. But it rocks. It really does. It's full. I've learned that while I enjoy the bass and electric guitar, I think the piano, when I electrify, it stands out more against the piano than it does against a guitar and a bass. So we've kind of figured out this trio, and so we've been hitting it really hard. Our drummer's from the Central Coast area. We've been hitting it really hard in that area recently. So this is our first time coming to Fresno as the current group, and so I'm excited.
Oh, we're looking forward to hear something. Let's go ahead and listen to something
sure,
now
sure.
as we've got Patrick Contreras and Omar Nare here in our studio performing on a Valley Edition on Valley Public Radio. And what's the number that you're going to perform to us for us today, Patrick?
Let's do Dream
Tell
On.
Us about this.
Dream On. We're going to do Dream On by Aerosmith. And we just picked this up a couple weeks ago and have been kind of working, doing something with it. So hopefully I don't butcher it too much and you guys like it out there.
Thank you.
The sounds of Patrick Contreras and Omar Nara here on Valley Public Radio, Valley Edition, as we heard them perform here, Dream On, and they're performing Saturday at APCAL in Madera County, just across the San Joaquin River from Fresno. Again, Saturday, it's a benefit for the Ronald McDonald House. Patrick, how did you get started in music? What was your earliest beginning? Were you in school? I mean, because you're kind of doing something that's – you're forging your own path.
Yes.
Not a lot of people do what you do.
I got started in school when I was four. My dad was an electrician, and he was fixing houses, and they couldn't – one of the families couldn't afford every – and so they offered a trade to have a violin. And so I was about 4 years old, and so I he gave me the violin, and I just stuck with it. It's something that kind of always was a part of me, and I didn't always take it seriously growing up. It was just always something that I did. My grandmother and family helped pitch in for violin lessons, and because we didn't have a lot of money, so we had to pitch in together as a family for that. And then I grew up, started playing really intensely into classical music. I mean, really intensely, but I always knew that there was something different because I always stomp my foot during practice or just feel the music physically, not just in the heart and in the soul, but physically feel it. And I knew something was different. And then I always used to love to solo in the lines. Like the first kind of troublemaker thing I did was take Carmen, the theme of Carmen, mm-hmm. and improvise my own themes off of it. I did it in college. yeah, it wasn't too. And I did it at a weird time. You're supposed to do a recital, but. You know, maybe it was a bad thing, but now I recognize that what I was trying to do always was forge my own voice. And part of my training was just great. Like now I've had classical training. I've got to study some of the best music in the world. And now I get to make my own music. And I kind of relate that, not an artistic level, but kind of like Piazzolla, Astor Piazzolla, for anybody who knows him. He kind of forged his own voice. And I'm not comparing myself to him, but it's kind of the same thing.
It's a great inspiration indeed. You were just in San Francisco playing at Biscuits and Blues. What was that like?
Oh, man. I'm going back, too. Biscuits and Blues is really fun. I went with Cole Fonseca, local blues artist. And I went with her the violin. The interesting thing about playing in San Francisco anytime is that it's never just people that come to see blues. There's tourists. So there was like half the place was filled with people from Japan and Australia. And China. There was a group from China that were just flipping out on the stuff I was doing the violin. They couldn't believe it. They were like taking camera and, you know, it was something. It was neat. I never really like it's. I don't think of myself that way. I just play, you know, so it's kind of funny to see that.
That's very fun. Let's go ahead and have you guys play one more number for us. We have time for one more here on Valley Edition, Valley Public Radio. Patrick Contreras and Omar Nara in our studio. What are you going to play for us now?
We're going to play one of our standards that we've I've become accustomed to playing. We're going to play at APCAL. This is called House of the Rising Sun. Thank you.
Bravo, Patrick Contreras and Omar Nari performing live in our studio on Valley Edition. You can hear them this Saturday at APCAL in Madera County, just across the San Joaquin River from Fresno. It's a benefit for Ronald McDonald House of Central California. Again, it's Saturday night. Patrick Contreras and Omar Nari, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, great. We'll see you guys out there Saturday.
That was a great treat indeed.